Although there has been considerable media focus on the presidential primaries, the Republican Party is furiously working hard at trying to retake the House of Representatives, which they lost in 2006 after maintaining control there for the past 12 years. But GOP thoughts of taking the House back decrease daily, with more representatives announcing that they will not run for re-election. The latest Republican congressman to announce he won't run again is Arizona's John Shattuck. He is the 29th Republican representative who has announced that they are stepping down this year. Democrats, on the other hand, are hungry to increase their majority status. One seat that it appears the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC, is targeting is Florida's 9th District, currently occupied by freshman Gus Bilirakis. There are four Democrats running to replace Bilirakis, including former Plant City Mayor John Dix. WMNF spoke with Dix earlier this week in Tampa. John, you'll be running against the Bilirakis name. Gus Bilirakis, of course, just elected 2 years ago. Mike Bilirakis was there for two decades. Phyllis Buzanski tried a couple years ago, not successful. That name, obviously, is pretty strong in the district. How are you going to cut through that?
Well, it is, but the district, fortunately, is a very persuadable district. We saw, for example, as we looked at the numbers and deciding whether to run, that while Phyllis Buzanski ran a good race and was able to garner about 46% of the vote, you compare us to some of the other races in that same district. Alex Sink, for example, who had never held elective office, she beat the current Senate president, and she beat him 52-48. You also have Senator Bill Nelson, who won his election over Congressman Catherine Harris, and he won by 60-40. So it's a very persuadable district. It has a lot of independent voters, and the right message with the right candidate would certainly be able to appeal to those.
Let me just ask you, since we have you here, about some of the issues, if I could. How about Iraq? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, unfortunately, it's been a war that's been dragging on way too long. Our young men and women who've been serving us have done a very honorable and a great job. I even have a son myself who's in the military. But again, we need to refocus our military and fight terrorism where it can be found. And right now we're missing the ball on such areas as Afghanistan, and we've even seen outbreaks in other parts of the world, like in Indonesia. So we need to refocus our efforts on terrorism so that we can protect our country here as well as abroad.
What does that mean, though, in terms of the 130,000 troops that will probably be still there after the surge ends in a couple of months? You've got some of the big presidential candidates, Democrats, talking about withdrawing at some point, putting timelines on their Republicans opposite way on that. Where do you come down on that?
Well, certainly our troops will be better redeployed elsewhere. For example, in a country just south of Iraq, which is Kuwait, they certainly want us. They love us. And our troops, could certainly a small contingent force, like a quick strike force, could be housed there to be able to react to those areas in the Middle East that might need it on a particular basis. But the time of us serving as a police force, really kind of running the ball between sectarian violence, I think, is now ready to come to an end.
So you're ready to pull back a significant amount of troops if we can do that. What about domestically here? We hear a lot of talk about health care, of course. The candidate is talking about that. Differences, but some type of universal system or close to that. What about the people in the district here? What would you like to tell them about your thoughts about health care?
Well, the key on health care, of course, is to be able to lower the cost so people can more aptly afford it. And that, by its nature, is what insurance is all about, be able to spread the risk. When you spread the risk, you lower the overall cost. Unfortunately, with 30 to 40 million Americans, those estimates are different across the board, but 30 to 40 million Americans who are not insured, we haven't been able to lower those costs. So some way we do need to be able to implement it so that people can receive the kind of coverage. Make that universal. One of the ways, for example, is we can provide financial incentives. Maybe, for example, start making it so that insurance becomes deductible at the personal level rather than at the corporate level. Some newer and innovative techniques which would make it more affordable so that people could provide the coverage that they do need.
John, have you met with Chris Van Hollen out there in Maryland, the DCCC? Is Washington to help you out in this campaign?
You know, I have met with him several times. In fact, as early as about a year ago when I was up in Annapolis visiting my son, I received a phone call from the folks. They invited me over because, again, I was the mayor of Plant City and kind of the prototype candidate of what they were looking for. One that was more conservative, one that was electable in a Republican-dominated area. I've spoken with them several occasions, Chris Van Hollen and all of the leadership, and received some very good encouragement from them.